Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Kashmir cannot be liberated without replacing a leadership that wastes a golden opportunity to liberate Kashmir for the sake of pleasing Trump. Today on August 5th, 2025, 6 years have passed since the forced annexation of occupied Kashmir by the present-day Raja Dahir Modi. Based on a deal settled in the United States, the surrender of Kashmir was an open betrayal by Pakistan's political and military leadership of the time. The Bajwa Imran government, just a few months later, General Bajwa furthered his betrayal by signing a ceasefire agreement with the Hindu state regarding Kashmir. However, this betrayal against the oppressed and helpless Muslims of Kashmir continued even beyond that. On May 6, 2025, in response to the war imposed by the Hindu state on Pakistan, the Falcons of the Pakistan Air Force humbled India. Not only did they shoot down nearly half a dozen modern fighter jets of the Hindu state, they also achieved complete air superiority over the cowardly Hindus. As a result, after a long wait, a golden opportunity emerged to reclaim Kashmir under the air cover of the Pakistan Air Force so that Modi's unilateral annexation could be buried in Srinagar. However, instead of seizing this opportunity, like true believers, Pakistan's military and political leadership gave more importance to pleasing Trump and, on his dictation, decided on a ceasefire. Thus, like they abandoned the Muslims of Gaza, they also left the oppressed Muslims of Kashmir alone to face Hindu occupation and tyranny. Yet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim, la yadlimuhu wa la yuslimu." A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He neither oppresses him nor hands him over to the enemy. Bukhari and Muslim. Not even the return of the six rivers from the Hindu state or the reinstatement of the Indus Water Treaty was ensured. Instead, the same treacherous ceasefire agreement was maintained, which now appears as a stain on the faces of these rulers. O sincere officers and soldiers in Pakistan's armed forces, your military and political leadership has made Trump's pleasure their life's goal, but they are unwilling to mobilize you to aid Muslims. They are busy nominating Trump for the Nobel Prize and bestowing the Nishan-e-Imtiaz on CENTCOM's commander, General Kurilla, the military planner of the war on Gaza. Your leadership took credit for the bravery of Pakistan's Air Force's Falcons and promoted themselves up to the rank of Field Marshal. However, none of these medals and ranks benefited the Muslims of Gaza or Kashmir. In reality, all of their efforts resemble the work of Trump's trusted messenger, going from country to country to pave the way for the Zionist two-state solution. Kashmir will never be liberated under this leadership because they do not have the courage to step beyond the lines drawn by the international order and Trump. Kashmir will never be liberated by anything less than jihad by Pakistan's armed forces. Kashmir will only be freed by a leadership that, while raising the banner of Tawheed, unleashes the lion-hearted soldiers of Pakistan army and, instead of trusting Trump, puts trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and breaks the chains of this international order. Hizb ut-Tahrir calls you to the reestablishment of the Khilafah Caliphate on the method of prophethood, which will uproot the illegitimate occupation of the Jews and Hindus over Gaza and Kashmir. So step forward and give the Bay'ah of Nusra military support to the Emir of Hizb ut-Tahrir and global statesman, the esteemed Alim Ata bin Khalil Abu Rashta, for the establishment of the Khilafah and fulfill the Sharia obligation placed on you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.